Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Welcome today to another episode of Anything But Ordinary Radio. I am your host, Michael McCleary, and I am so excited to have all of you with us today. We have three great individuals to interview today, and we come to you every week, every Wednesday from 12 p.m. noon and 9 a.m. Pacific. Feel free to join us every week at www.blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary. You can also find out more information about the show as well as all the other things we do when it comes to our movies, TV, radio, the book that we're currently writing at www.anythingbutordinary.net. Today's guests, I am so excited again to have on. We have my mentor, grand friend, Candy G. She will be on today. We also have actress, producer, director, Virginia Bryant. She'll be on with us in our second segment. And then our third segment will be J.L. Godfrey. He's been with us before, just a really great motivational speaker. I'm sure you'll be happy to have him back again, and I'm excited to have him back because he's just a really inspirational guy, and he's got some great thoughts that go along with our topic for today. And really, today's show is about vision and doing whatever it takes to make things happen. A vision is not only an idea, but it's actions, sacrifices, perseverance, and really having faith in what it is that you're doing, that it's going to come true no matter what. You're going to push through the barriers. Whatever you have to do to make that vision a reality, that you will get out there and do it and make those steps every day. We talk about this every week on the show. I like to remind people, take some kind of step every day, no matter what it is. It might be something small. It might be something large. But if you take those small, even those small steps every day, repeat them over and over, you will eventually build something big. You'll eventually create that vision that you're looking to do. And, you know, we have a great guest, number one, today with Candy G to talk to us about what it means to make your vision a reality. And before we jump into our interview with Candy, I'd like to share with you my daily quote of the day. You can find the quote every day on my Facebook page. Feel free to stop by. Just search for Michael McCleary. I'm out there on Facebook. Add me as a friend. And we'll also be starting to put these on the webpage shortly. Right now you can find them on Facebook. But anyways, today's quote, and let me pull it up. I just jumped out of it. I don't have the quote. It's gone. All right. Well, really, today the quote, if I'll talk about it really briefly, and that's just having an idea and going after that idea. And sorry, I happened to close the window, and so it's gone. And this is one of those fun things with live radio. I didn't print it out today. Sorry, everyone. I have everything else in the show printed out, but not today's quote. So I'm going to bring on our guest, Candy G, who's going to talk about vision, and who also has a daily G note. She really talks about that every week on her show. And I'm sure she understands what I mean by, I didn't print it out. Where is it? So, Candy, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm really good, and I want to lend a helping hand there. And Mike McCleary's quote of the day says, what matters is not the idea a man holds, but the depth at which he holds it. Thank you for allowing me that entrance, Mike.
Well, thank you for saving my skin, Candy. I appreciate it. So, you know, you really are, when I think about vision, I think about you. You're the one person that, to me, it really epitomizes having a vision and going after it. And, of course, you have a program called the Vision Program. But maybe start out, before we really get into the vision part, we have Candy for about the next 20 minutes, just so everybody knows. I really like, for those who don't know you, I know this is a small group because a lot of people know who you are. You're an international speaker. radio host, author, and I totally blew by your biography, but, you know, really everybody should know Katie G. But no, really, you're an international speaker, radio host. You are an author. You do so many different things, and you really come from a very humble beginning. So maybe share with our viewing audience a little bit about where you got started and how you created this empire known as Candy G Enterprises.
Well, you know, I really appreciate that, Mike. And the truth is I do come from very humble beginnings. I'm a bona fide country girl, coal mining country. And I've been on my own since I was 17 years old. And at a very early age, I figured out that I knew nothing about how to live life, and I had no one to mentor me into adulthood. So a very long time ago, 3 decades plus, I started studying folks that were successful, but not only that, I started studying everything that I could about life, what life was, what life meant, how it worked, and I became really fascinated by science and spirituality in relationship to how our thinking creates our outside world. And I formed a program based on all of the things I've studied. I've studied religion, philosophy, psychology, quantum physics, neuroscience, biopsychology, multiple religions, mainstream religions, alternate religions, very, very successful folks, and fascinated by this thing called thought transformation. And I started to understand how it worked. And then through a series of circumstances, 18 years ago, everything I had was made to go away. I'd lost everything. And I had been, 17 years as an adult at that point in time. And so I lost everything, retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, lost my home, was left with a little four-month-old baby to raise. I literally 18 years ago was a broke, homeless, single mother. And when I sat back and took an inventory of my life, maybe I didn't have a lot of stuff, but I had 17 years of learning and these incredible laws that I knew were truth. And so I found ways to utilize them wholly and fully. And I went from being a broke, homeless, single mother eating peanut butter out of a jar to most places I go, I travel by private jets. Hence, my story has been called From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. And that's the short version.
That's the short version. I mean, there's, for any of you who don't know Candy G, she has an amazing, really an amazing story. And that real, when she says the short version, that really is the short version. In fact, I recommend everybody go get a chance, go to her website, and get a copy of her book, www.candyg.com. Read the book. Not only will it give you some great tips about what to do with your future and how to make the changes that you want in your life, but also give you a little bit more background about Candy G's story. And her story is amazing and really an inspiration to so many who know her and don't know her personally. So tell us a little bit about how you put those into action, Candy, not those ideas. Because, like you said, you went from a broke, single, homeless mother with only a jar of peanut butter in your fridge to flying around in private jets. How did you do that? What was?
Well, what happened for me is, like a lot of folks, Mike, a lot of folks will be into personal development. What I started to do is I started buying books and going to events like a lot of folks do. And what I really came to understand was there was a piece. Everywhere I went, there seemed to be a piece missing. And I was bound and determined to find that missing piece. And what I found is that most folks are into something called shelf development, not self-development. They get busy with life. They go to an event. They buy books. And then they go home and it sits on a shelf, and tomorrow I'm going to pick it up and use it, or tomorrow I'm going to pick it up and listen to that tape, or tomorrow I'll get started on that idea. And what I came to understand is that personal development and real growth is not an event. It's not a book. It's not a one-time event. It is a process, and it is a process that you have to work constantly, consistently. And so what I did is I engineered ways to keep not just my conscious thinking on track, but my subconscious mind on track. And there's a whole lot that gets tied into that piece that's so important. But in understanding how these things worked, I found multiple ways to keep myself on track every single day. It's not a one-time event. It is a process. And so, Mike, I think the biggest thing for me is I got committed to a process.
I love that. You say self-development, not shelf-development. And really, being committed to a process, I mentioned that at the beginning of the show, and it's taking those actions every day. You know, so many people want to just think, well, I can just kind of poke at it here and there, but really it's about doing something every day to create, turn that vision into reality. And your vision program really gives people an opportunity and a nice program, really, that they can follow in order to do that.
I like to make things easy for people because I understand how hard it is to be in distraction. I understand how easy it is to get off track. What happens for folks is most folks, they'll get started on a course of action, and then what will happen is something will get them off track, and they go off track with it. And then they'll get down the road a week or a month or a year and go, wow, I was way on track with this. What happened to me? So I like to help folks engineer ways to keep themselves on track, because the truth is we need to stay in it every single day. Like I said, it's not a one-time event. It is a process.
You're listening to Anything But Ordinary Radio. This is Mike McCleary with our special guest, my mentor, grand friend, Candy G. You can, if you have a question for Candy, feel free to post it in our chat room here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary. If you have a question really for Candy G or any of our guests, feel free to post it in our chat room. I love to ask our guests questions from our listeners. Tell me a little bit about, not only, you know, a lot of people think about a vision and they like to put it in a business or a corporate framework. They like to think of it simply as, this is what I'm going to go to get to achieve this house or a new job or to make this amount of money. But a vision is so much more than that. It's not only about making those changes professionally, but also personally. And you've been able to do that as a perfect example in your own life. Finding your partner in life was all through having a vision for who you wanted to find in your life as well. So maybe talk to our listeners a little bit more about, you know, how vision really is about our entire life, not just a certain piece of it.
Yeah, and you know, that's what a lot of folks do, and that's how a lot of folks get themselves out of balance, because it becomes about, what is success? What do I want for my life? If I chase the money and get money in my life, and then I'll be happy, and then I can have all these other things. And the truth is, as I know it to be, is that it's about taking time to sit down and define what you want every aspect of your life to look like, Mike. And that's exactly what I did. When I lost everything, you know, there's a funny thing about having nothing. When you have nothing to lose. And I sat down and I said, what do I want every single aspect of my life to look like? From my business life to my playtime, to my relationship with my daughter as a parent, to my spirituality, my personal relationship with God, to finding my ideal mate, as you mentioned. And so what I've done in every single aspect of my life, the first step is real self-discovery, sitting with you, uncovering what it is that you truly want, and knowing that it's truly about you, by you, for you, and then begin to define what you want those things to look like in every aspect of your life. A vision is not one pretty flowery statement that you put up on the wall that says, I will live a wonderful life of meaning and joy. That's fabulous, but I will tell you, the creative aspect of our universe loves specificity, loves it when we can be completely specific and utilize what it is that we want in our lives, the power of our imagination to be able to image what we want, and then to be able to bring those things into being is absolutely extraordinary.
For those of our listeners out there who are looking to make a change in life or realize they need to do something different, what is your recommendation for the first thing that they need to do?
The self-discovery piece is so important. I mean, honestly, is really sitting back and taking an honest assessment of what's going on in your life and what you want. You have to start there. You know, there was an interesting study that was done, and this study that was done over 25 years. And they took 1,500 folks and put them through the study. And they gave them an option to go into Group A or Group B as they followed this study. Group A was chase the money, worry about your passion later. Group B was, I'll follow my passion and worry about the money later. At the end of 25 years, now 1,250 people went into Group A, as you might well imagine, and 250 people went into Group B. After 25 years, 101 millionaires were made. 100, Mike, came out of Group A, Group B, and only one came out of Group A. I mean, the statistic is astounding. It's absolutely astounding. Correct. So that it's about uncovering what's important to you, not what somebody else wants for you, but what are those things? What's your heart's desire? What makes you come alive? What do you yearn for? What do you burn for? What are you passionate about? Those things are so important.
And you know, you've been through this. You've been through relationships, friendships, where you might be burning for something and knowing it's what you're supposed to do. But the person you're with, or your friends, or your family, they don't necessarily agree. They don't necessarily agree with you. What is your recommendation, and how do you work that out? I mean, what is it we need to do? Because there's so many things pulling us in different directions, particularly friends and family that may not agree with our vision or what it is that we want to do with our life.
You know, that's a very really touchy question, because it depends on how close these mm-hmm. friends and family are to you. And the truth is when we have something that we really want to create, and I believe if it's kind of extended family and not our nuclear family, I guess this is what I have to do, and I'm just going to do it. And mm-hmm. and I know what that looks like. But if it's something that's closer and it's a real life partner, there needs to be communication and compromise. I believe everybody needs to have what they want in this lifetime, and it's not all just about what one person wants or another person wants. I mean, I take my husband as a perfect example, because we have two completely different businesses, and there are times when things completely go in opposite directions, but I will tell you that we have found a way to communicate. And I will tell you, sometimes it's give and take. Sometimes I will give in a place that I wouldn't normally give so that he can get what he needs, and he's learned to do the same thing on the other side. But I just believe if you have something that you want to do, there has to be a way to communicate your way to that place to say, hey, this is so important to me, I need you to understand. I just need you to understand, whatever that takes. Communication is such a big deal.
I was going to say, it really comes down to communicating what it is that you need and where you want to go. Tell me a little, you have a great story about meeting your husband. And do you mind just sharing a little bit about it? Because I just think it's a great story. It really talks about, you know, having an idea of who you want and also how universe, God, however you want to define it, conspires to make things happen in just such crazy ways. A lot of times people like to think, oh, it's just luck, or this just happened to happen. But, you know, we realize that it's a lot more than that oftentimes. Maybe
well,
just share
I
just
I
a little.
I will tell you that I was a dozen years on my own as a single parent. And I decided that first I was going to do the thing that I needed to do to heal me and to make sure I knew who I was before I was going to get into another relationship. I think that's what a lot of folks do. They want to be in a relationship, and it's not for me to judge anybody else, but for me, my first marriage was not the marriage that served my growth forward. However, I decided that I was going to take that time to dig down and find out who I was. And as I'm moving forward, broke homeless single mother, creating a sales team to the top 4% in the world, went from eating peanut butter out of a jar to making as much money in a month as a lot of folks make in a year. And as all these things are moving forward, I'm beginning to understand who I need as a partner. And I spent a lot of time with me, Mike. I sat down and I wrote and rewrote and looked and meditated on who I needed as a partner. And this was not just a one-time thing. Oh, let me sit down and ask myself some questions. And when I finally sat down and created this perfect vision of who I wanted and needed as a partner, I tweaked it and tweaked it and tweaked it. And I will tell you that I kept this vision of who this person is in front of me once I really knew who I needed that person to be for 3 years. And I had wonderful people in and out of my life. I'll have to tell you, I dated some extraordinary guys, but I knew that there was this other person out there for me. And as the story goes, I created my own level of success, and he's in the aviation business, and I hired one of his pilots to fly me somewhere, and I was sitting in the lobby of his office building, and he just comes walking out the door saying, "Can I help you?" And I'm like, "No." And I kind of, you know, Mike, the rest is kind of history, because of the 15 ideal traits that I wanted in a relationship, he's 15 out of 15. And we are best friends, co-parents, partners for life, playmates, spiritual counterparts. And I'll tell you, I was alone as a single parent for a dozen years. Ask me, was it worth the wait?
Was it worth the rate?
Yeah, it was worth the wait.
Well, I know your husband, and he is just an amazing guy, and he was definitely worth the wait. Katie, we've only got a couple more minutes left in our interview, and there's just so many things that I want to ask you. There was actually even a question that was popped into the chat room, but I'm going to wait on that to the next time that we have you on. I want you to just give us a quick thoughts on where people can find out more about you, but also talk about the event coming up tonight in Fort Lauderdale.
Right. It's CandyG.com. Are you still with me?
Oh, I'm still here. We're still here.
Hello? Hang on. You still? Hello?
We're still here, Candy.
Sorry, had a little beep. it's CandyG.com. That's CandyG.com. And speaking tonight at the Westin in North Lauderdale on Corporate Drive, right off of Cypress Creek. So if there's anybody here locally, it starts at 6 o'clock. It's a free event. We're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to hear a lot more about vision, how it works, how your brain works, and you'll walk away with some great stuff. So that's CandyG.com.
And unlike other free events, people are going to learn something from it. It's not just a come and buy our thing. People are going to take real, tangible learning away from this event.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Well, Candy, I'm so thankful to have you on the show. I'm so thankful to have you as such a great friend. It's just amazing to have someone in my life like you that can, show me the ropes and is also always there to listen to me when I got an issue. For those of you who don't know Candy G, she really has... she is who she practices what it is that she preaches. I mean, there's so many people out there that do so many things. They talk about changing your life, or they're famous or whatever, and they're not at all who they talk about being. And Candy G is one of those people that's really genuine, and I'm just so thankful to have you in my life, and I'm so thankful that you were able to join us for this.
Well, I appreciate
first
it. I really appreciate it, and I'm so proud of the work that you're doing. Just keep moving on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you so much for being on, and I know you have so much to get ready for if you're taking that time out. So I am going to let you go. Thank you again.
Awesome. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Thanks, Candy.
Bye for now.
Bye. That was Candy G, and I am your host, Michael McCleary, and this is Anything But Ordinary Radio. I'm so happy to have just a great lineup today. When we had Candy G, and next we have Virginia Bryant, and I'm going to get to her in just a moment. But what I want to share with you really quick is April 16th, mark your calendars. We just making this announcement, April 16th at the Laker High School Auditorium in Pigeon, Michigan. We'll be having the second showing of An Anything But Ordinary Journey. I'm so excited to bring this film out again for people to be able to see it. And this is actually a special showing because it's the first showing of our theatrical edition. It's a shorter version than what's been seen before, and really excited to have all of you come out and check it out. It's $5 for adults, $3 for students and seniors, and you can visit our webpage. It's going to be up there later today and definitely tomorrow, www.anythingbutordinary.net, to find out more information about the showing and also how to get there. Pigeon, Michigan's a little bit out of the way sometimes, but it's a great drive. It's a really great scenic drive. If you're in the Metro Detroit area, Flint, Saginaw Bay City area, come on up and join us. It'll be a fun night. Not only will Casey Turner, who's the director, and myself will be introducing the film, we'll also be doing a question and answer session afterwards for anybody who wants to ask questions, anybody who wants to hang out afterwards. I'm sure we'll be doing something. So please feel free to come up and join us Friday, April 16th at 7 p.m. for another showing of An Anything But Ordinary Journey. Also, drop by the website, too. We have our DVDs are currently for sale. stop by and get one. You can also go to www.filmbaby.com, filmbaby.com, and you can order DVDs there. And also, you can download a digital version, which is really great. You don't have to get the DVD in hand. You can actually go right now, purchase it, and it's only $5.99, actually, as a digital download, and you can watch the movie online on your computer. And with that, I am really excited to introduce our next guest, Virginia Bryant. Virginia was born and raised in Pontiac, Michigan. She is the youngest of four and is a first-generation American, with her family being natives of Puerto Rico. She joined the Army at 17, served, returned home, got married, and had two beautiful children. Virginia started pursuing her modeling and acting career in 2005. Since then, she's landed many lead and supporting roles in the Michigan film industry. Her passion for directing grew intense with failed relationships, both personal and professionally, and she wrote, directed, and premiered her first short, In His Eyes, in November 2009, with a promise to her cast and crew she would take it as far as she could. She's fulfilled those promises by turning her short film into a feature entitled Branded, which is currently filming in and around Detroit, Michigan. And I'm so excited to have Virginia on because we talk about having a vision, going out there and taking action to make it a reality. And here's a perfect example of someone who is doing just that. Virginia, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me on the show, Mike.
Tell me a little bit about how you ended up being directing a movie. I mean, you've gone from, you know, like I said, you started out in the Army. You had two children. You've done so many different things as an actress, a model. How did you end up to the point of directing a film?
Well, I just have a demanding personality. I like kind of being in charge. I'm a Leo, and joining the Army at 17 gives me a lot of strength. So I'll just be honest. I like to be in charge 99% of the time. So, like on a lot of the sets, they're independent film sets. There's a lot of directors, a lot of crew members that they just ask for your help and your assistance. So I found myself directing and helping out behind the scenes in every project I've been in, besides the projects that have, like, you know, a budget of money, or have a budget that is money. And from there, I've been on over probably like 50 things, and no one saw them all, and there's probably like 15 of them that are on my IMDb. So there's a lot of broken promises from directors of things being finished and how to be treated on set. So being an actress without something to eat and without having water, that's fine. I love acting. I can do it 24 hours a day. But inform your cast and your crew that nothing's going to be there so we can bring it. And sometimes we should just bring it anyway, but in Michigan, majority of us have full-time jobs and a lot of us have families. So me going to work at 7:30, getting off at 4:15 and going on a film set, I'm not thinking about what I'm bringing to eat or drink when I have to pack my own wardrobe. So, like, I wanted to give something to the actors out there that they can take back and not have broken promises. There's a lot of us here with broken souls and starving for something really good out there. And there's a lot of good projects out of Michigan, but then there's a lot of them that we dedicate a lot of our time to away from our families. And then we get a copy of the DVD. Okay, so we're going to show it to our family, friends, and do what with it? You're not even showcasing your talent, your crew, your cast. It's just sitting in the living room. It doesn't even premiere. You know, you don't need to go to a theater and get theatrical release, but can you show it somewhere for our family and friends to come to? So that's what I did with In His Eyes. It came about just, I was at work. So anybody from work is listening to this. Yes, I wrote it here at work. It took me like 3-4 hours to write it. And from there, I'm like, I have a movie. What do I do with it? And I needed to just bring it to life and bring my characters to life. And from there, just loved it. I loved treating my cast and crew awesome and promising them what's going to happen with it. We're on IMDb. We're submitting to some film festivals that are going to come out like May, June, and July, you know, because of deadlines and then timeline for them to watch them. And so I loved it. And I did not know that my feature film was in my brain. And I premiered In His Eyes on November 10th. And Mario Pissarro, which is my writer of Branded, we co-wrote it together. It's like story by me, screenplay by him. He asked me the first question in the Q&A during the premiere, and I did not know he asked me the question. I had my kids up there. I was thanking God and my family, thanking my kids for the time that they took away from me and their patients with me during, so they're the most abused ones in like the 2 months that I did in his eyes, because even though I'm trying to be mommy on set, I'm still trying to direct, and I was doing stress and have my full-time job. And so he asked the first question, just like, where did In His Eyes come from? He can see the love, and he knew all the, it was military-based too, because without them, I wouldn't have the freedom. We wouldn't have the freedom here living in the United States of America, the best country in the whole world. But he asked the first question, and I did not know that was him. And then we went to Anziamo's after, and I was talking to him. I knew of Mario for the past year, and I knew his girlfriend, Andrea, but never shook his hand and formally met him. And finally I did, and we were talking, and 2 days later, Brandon came to mind. It's a rape survival story of a girl that joins the Army at 17, and she comes back and she copes with her rape. Not just rape, and then it's a movie. It's basically how she tries to cope with it on her own, because she never told anybody. So it's just,
you know,
say again.
Go ahead. Sorry, Virginia. If you can finish up, sorry, I thought you were finishing. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So basically, Mario was there, and I talked to him about Brandon 2 days later, and there's Brandon, and now we have awesome cast and crew, just amazing people in Michigan coming around, taking it national. Just, I mean, I can go on and on and on, but I'm just,
well, you know,
it's a lot.
It's one thing to have an idea and to just have that idea or to talk about it with someone, but it's a whole other thing to create a movie out of it. And as someone who's in the movie business, I know how difficult it is to take something from a concept to reality, to actually shooting it, to actually having a budget, a real budget, or even if you don't have a budget, to actually shoot something is miraculous in a way. As a single mother who's working full-time, who has all these other things going on, how do you manage to not only do it all, but then really turn not only this idea that you had into a real, live, breathing thing? What is your secret?
I'm a great scheduler. I was told that over the weekend. We filmed our trailer on Saturday. We started at 7. I said wrap time was 10 p.m. We finished at 9:27 p.m., and we actually added another scene that we were supposed to film on Sunday on Saturday because we were ahead of schedule. I'm
awesome.
A very good scheduler. I put time in there for mistakes, for people running late, for longer breaks, and just great scheduler. So I know what I'm doing today. I know what I'm doing Thursday. I have my kids this whole weekend. I know what I'm doing Monday. I know what I'm doing all the way until we start filming in August. Great scheduler, and I stick to the task. You know, I spend my time with my kids when I'm with them, quality time. My phone stays in the car. When they go to bed, I take my phone out of the car. On the weekends, me and the kids just do whatever we have to do. I'm kind of in and out on the phone. Don't find me on the computer when I have them. But then when they're with their father, boom, I'm back to work. And I already know what I have scheduled. Don't ask me, you want to do something tonight? Because I already know I don't have anything, you know, like my 3 weeks are planned ahead already. So I'm not somebody who's like, oh, yeah, I can do that because I'm already busy. So I'm just a great scheduler. Just I can schedule my time really well. That's how I can do it.
We have a question from the chat room from Jerry, and he, by the way, he says hi. But also, he wondered how was branded, budgeted, and financed? Again, something that you had to do was to come up with a budget and finance it. How did you do that?
We're still processing. We're going for a grant, and we're still in the process of that because grants take anywhere from 4 to 6 months. So we're watching our mail for letters to come back for us to fix the application, but we sent it out to like 12 different foundations, and I don't really want to name the foundations yet because if you know they're not funding our film, then they're getting props. So that's how we're funding it, is nonprofit. And then I have two letter of intent from two investors, but I kind of don't want to mix and mingle the nonprofit grant with the investor. And then we have two producers that are on the film, Joey Timpan and Natasha Johnson. So how? Just do it. I think big. You know, we've been in contact with Lifetime and A&E and Bravo and Oxygen and we're on the phone constantly over and over and over again. Natasha Johnson is amazing. I give her leads. I give her phone numbers, and she'll call and ask the questions while I'm doing the call sheet and, you know, fixing the script and getting the deal memos with the music, deal memos with the DP, with the rest of the crew, what we're doing tomorrow. So I have the creative side of it, of everything for shooting, and then she's like the business side of it, but we have like two brains of one. So That's how. It's difficult. But I love challenge. And we will be, we'll have distribution before we start filming, and I know that 100%. So we'll have a name left on our film.
Go ahead. Tell me a little bit about that, especially about distribution. I mean, you've been talking to all these big networks, and a lot of people will, you know, they'll get one no, or they'll get a couple no's, or they'll get a couple, you know, people that say, oh, you need to talk to this person and kind of brush them off.
Mm-hmm.
What was your secret to, you know, getting over that and just pushing forward?
Well, I was always told, you know, 7 no's for 1 yes, but I love the lucky number 13, so it's 13 no's to 1 yes. But in the film industry, calling around, it's 99 no's to 1 yes. You'll never know unless you ask. And
mm-hmm.
we're on the phone talking to these people. We're not knocking on doors in the offices, running around New York and L.A. and Chicago. We're on the phone. So how scared can truly somebody be picking up the phone and talking to somebody? You're on the phone. You know, like we have, and this goes into text messaging. Our relationships are failing in America with our children and just relationships overall, coworkers or family members, because we can't even pick up the phone anymore. We text message or we send emails. That's horrible. So basically, how to get over it? You're calling on the phone and getting led through 10, 15, 20 other people, disconnected phone numbers, hang-ups, and you keep going. If you get a hang-up, just call back and hit another extension or find another way through, get another number, find somebody and ask, hey, who do I talk to? And just keep, you know, and then be positive and be friendly, you know. Thank you for your time, and sorry if I'm wasting it, but please guide me because someone's hanging up on me. Just be honest. Be honest. Everybody came into this world the same way, I hope, through a woman, and we all use the bathroom number 2 the same way, I hope. And so everybody starts with somewhere. We're all people. You know, I don't fear authority. So
that is really a great way to look at it. For people who are looking to do something in their life that maybe they have an idea, like a film, or maybe they have a book idea, or they want to start a business or anything like that. What advice do you have for someone who wants to make that change, who wants to make something happen, but they don't know how to do it? You know, they're kind of stuck. What would you suggest that they do?
I'd suggest first thing you share it with someone else. You can't just hold on to something yourself, because what are you doing with it? Nothing. Share it with close friends. Share it with people that you met that you are. Hopefully this person networks and they have maybe one person in the industry somewhere that they can talk to. So you have to share your idea, share your thought, and then from there, just keep going with it, because one person knows another, and, you know, the 6 degrees. One person knows another, and you just keep going with it. But you really have to think you live once. And there's times where, gosh, I just want to, like, run off for 3 days and leave it. But I can't. I have a 3-day vacation plan to Cancun in May, so I know all the way from now to May all my work. But if I just run and leave it, nothing's getting done. It's just me doing it. And I can't delegate somebody else to do it when it's my idea, my thought, and this is what I want to come up with. We're hitting 10 major cities next year with our film. There's 13 of us going on the road, and the other 12 people don't even know who they are yet. But I know we're doing it May, June, and July. So I already know that. I know the foundations we're calling. I know they're going to house us. But we're going to do it May, June, July next year for sure, because I already know that. So you just have to know your end result, and you have to take the baby steps to it. But first, you have to share your idea. Can't go anywhere when it just sits by yourself. And you live once. You know, you're going to be 60, 70, 80 years old thinking, what if I did? That's the worst way to live.
You know, just a great way to look at things. And you covered so many bases right there, too. I love that. You know, take those baby steps, share it. And the other part was, you know, just get it out there and know what it is that you want to do, and just say, this is what's going to happen. And mm-hmm. and it's just gonna happen. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to perform on a set, to make a movie. You know, a lot of people like to think of it as this super glamorous type of a thing, and don't realize all the hard work that goes into it. Maybe share a little bit about that.
Acting is if you know your character, and if you have a crew and a director, and, you know, the crew side of it that prepare you for for your character, then it's fairly simple to act to me because you have your backstory. You are that person. If you're very passionate about it to, you know, showcase your best talent. When you're on set, no, it's not glamorous. Even a set that's ran perfect, things can go wrong. Like I just have to say, Tommy and Todd Brunswick. Tommy, she's female. A lot of people don't know that, you know. Todd's her husband. When I was on her set of Born of Earth, it ran so smooth. But when I first went on Born of Earth, the bookstore wasn't open for us to film. That wasn't her fault. The person wasn't there. So they had to switch that morning and film in the coffee shop with Daniel Baldwin, which I'm glad they did because Johnny Anton and I were able to talk. That's the first time I met him for 5-6 hours before we went on set. He's such an amazing person with a big heart. He's also a Leo, I have to add. And he says yes to everybody in the film industry, just an amazing person. So the way that Tommy ran her set, and then I was on her set of Mr. Jingles, I was a lead female. I came in, makeup, hair, wardrobe, food, everybody's so nice. You knew who had what job. Somebody might have been doing 2 or 3 jobs, but it wasn't like 5 doing 30 jobs. And she ran it. She made sure that you knew when you came on set, you better be in character. And she's so nice about it. She did talk one time like, I'm kind of mean. I never saw that in her. Because if you're prepared, your director, assistant director is not going to be mean. And, you know, then we were on set of Exit 33. Some things happened. I had a gouged out eye, prosthetic eye, and I sat for like 8 or 9 hours. Not their fault. I had food. They're positive about it. But I had to sit. And you need to stay awake and stay off your cell phone. So things like that happen. It's not glamorous because we were filming 50, 55 degrees and it was kind of drizzly rain. Kane Hodder was in town. So it wasn't like the best out there, but they took care of us. And there's other film sets that I've been on that you show up and you're 10, 12 hours in and they send you home because it's all disorganized. And so it's not glamorous all the time, but you should still leave happy. You know, you should... If you're acting, it should be something that you would love to do for free. We will all want to be millionaires and be Robert De Niro and Angelina Jolie and all them, but it's really who you know. It's not how good you are. It's who you know. So.
You know, we only have a couple minutes left. This is Anything But Ordinary Radio. I'm your host, Michael McCleary, and I'm speaking with actress, producer, director, individual extraordinaire, Virginia Bryant. Virginia, tell our audience a little bit, really quickly, about where they can find out more about your projects, and also you have some events coming up.
Yes. You can go to firefly-films.com. It's firefly-films.com. You can also Google and YouTube Virginia Bryant or the movie Branded. We have a Facebook Branded page, but we have a mix and mingle that's going on Tuesday, March 23rd, which is next week, at Blackfin and Royal Oak, and that's at 7 p.m. That's just mingling with the cast and crew and seeing who's out there in Michigan that's going to support us because we're a nonprofit and we're raising money, you know, raising awareness for sexual abuse, men and women survivors. And from there, we'll have the information for fundraisers that we're holding at the Token Lounge on April 10th, May 1st, and May 22nd at 5 p.m. And that's going from 5 to 8. That's a $5 charge because we're splitting the profit, but that's going to help fund the film and get us traveling to the 10 major cities next year, and then also the other half going to the sexual abuse shelter for men and women survivors. So basically March 23rd, come out, meet us all, and always check it out at firefly-films.com. And my website's virginiabryant.com. It's more geared, you know, towards my acting and the modeling I've done in the past. But you can always Google us or YouTube us, and you can find us.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. I'm really excited to see the film when it comes out. And I still have to see in his eyes. I really need to see that movie as well. So thank you so much for just going out there, pursuing your vision, and making it reality, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having me. Definitely was enjoyable to be on the show.
Thanks. Thank you, Virginia, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with J.L. Godfrey.
Hey, this is Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian, and I want to work with you. If you're ready to increase your knowledge, explode your earning potential, and blow the competition out of the water, that's right, no dealing with traffic jams, crazy gas prices. Simply pick up the phone, at Possibilitarian State University, all you need is a phone and a hunger for increase in your personal and professional life. Please visit www.psuglobal.com. That's psuglobal.com. Possibilitarian State University is the place for you. Come on over and get your learning on. This is Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian.
Welcome back to Anything But Ordinary Radio. I am your host, Michael McCleary, and up next is a really special guest, J.L. Godfrey. J.L. Godfrey is an intellectual architect who builds vision outside the box. He's a minister, author, motivational speaker, personal development specialist, life coach, and radio talk show host. Wow, let me catch my breath there. He believes in shaping a vision outside the box. Given the right tools, knowledge, and support, he believes that people can push past their potential into their destiny. A native of Saginaw, Michigan, he currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee, with his beautiful wife, Kim, and their two children, and he recently released his debut book in the fall of 2009 entitled Living an Uncommon Life, Five Steps of Going from Good to Great. JL, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to have you on again today. For those of you who didn't catch one of our first shows, JL was one of our original guests, and we had such a great conversation, but such a short amount of time, I just had to have him back on. So thanks for coming by again and spending some time with us.
Well, it's my honor, Mike. You know, you're a Michigan person like myself, so anything I can do to support your vision, I'm all for it.
Well, I appreciate that, and vice versa. JL, we're talking a lot today about, for those of you, really quickly, before I get into that, you know, this segment is, we call it the Sharing It segment. So I like to bring on people who are motivational speakers or who have nonprofits or just have an interesting story to share that really talks about how to make the changes in our life and how to make changes society-wide as humanity. How do we make those changes? And we're talking today about vision. And JL has some great thoughts in regards to pursuing our dream and vision, but sometimes how family can get caught up in that and gets placed on the back burner. When we're going after those things that we want, sometimes they're just they get put aside, and it's not necessarily intentional, but sometimes it happens. And JL has some great thoughts on that.
Yeah, I really just wanted to share. This past weekend, I went to Atlanta, Georgia, to a funeral, and it really resonated with me. Because I had to bury my cousin. He was 21 years old. He was in a car wreck. He wasn't doing anything, you know, crazy or anything. Someone actually hit him. And I'm in the funeral, you know, we're at the funeral and we're riding around the graveyard and things like that. And I take every moment as a teachable moment where I can help my children, you know, by learning different things and things like that. And so as I'm riding in the graveyard, I noticed, and I told my children, I said, what do you notice about this graveyard? And they started talking about trees and so on and so forth, and they were missing the point. And I said, what you notice is that no matter how rich, how poor, black, white, it doesn't matter. They're all in the same place. And so often we spend our lives going after material possessions, working hard, going after all these things, and at the end of the day, you know, we don't really focus on what's really important in life, which is our family. And so I came up with this thought that says, what are you going to do in life that outlives you? And so when you're dead and gone, Mike, you have a body of work that people can go to and say, man, he was here. He was making an impact. He put together this wonderful movie. He has a great radio show. And that's really what I want to leave with your listeners. I want them to understand that, you know, as we go after our passions in life and you know, having the homes and the cars and all those things, what are you going to do? What are you going to leave in life that is going to be here after you're gone? Because, again, we focus on those things that don't really matter. But what really matters in life is how much we spend time with our family, our kids, our loved ones, because those are the things, again, that really matter in life.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up. And really, our show has been all about that. I mean, we had Candy G, who was on first, and she really talked about, you know, having a vision, not only it being our professional lives, but also our personal lives. What is it that we want to create in that personal life? And Virginia, who was just on with us, Virginia Bryan was just on with us, you know, amazing single mother doing all kinds of things. But make sure her family is involved too. I mean, she takes her kids on set, takes them with her, makes sure that family is important. And then you're also talking about that as well. And I think it's really important that we remember that. You know, what is really important to us? You know, when not only when we move on from this life, but today, you know, if we lose everything, say we lose all of our stuff, all of our possessions, what do we have left? And what we have left are our friends and family.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, you can always tell, you know, it's amazing when I see these horrific stories, you know, like, for example, a tornado or a hurricane comes through and you have these people and they're standing in front of their homes, they're crying, and I lost everything, and I understand their pain. But what they don't understand is they still have an opportunity to go back and recover those things. You have opportunity. And so often we live in loss of possessions and things like that, but you have an opportunity today to do something. You have an opportunity. So I plead with your listeners, you know, tonight, go hug on your son. Go give your wife a kiss. You know, do those things that really matter in life. I'm telling you, it may not give you all the gratification of the major awards and things like that, but later on in life, you'll see those rewards, and that's the thing, again, that's really going to pay off. Those are the things that really, really matter. I can't stress that enough.
You know, and in regards to that, I mean, you talk about in your program, Living in an Uncommon Life. Talk to us a little bit about, you have a workshop coming up that people can really maybe start to focus on some of these things, and you'll help them do that.
Yeah, well, what I'm doing, I wrote a book back in October, and the name of the book is Living an Uncommon Life, The 5 Steps to Go from Good to Great. And it's been doing really, really well, and if you want to learn more about it, you can go to my website, jlgodfrey.com. And I've been doing radio shows and promoting the book. But what I would like to do, because I'm a teacher at heart, and so what I would like to do is actually be able to walk people through the book, because oftentimes they read it and they have their own interpretations of what I'm trying to say. And so what we did, we put together a webinar, and it's going to be on March 27th at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And basically what it's going to be is that I'll be teaching the book and just walking people through the process of how to live this uncommon life. And really what the book is about is getting people to understand that, you know, you need to be uncommon. You need to be different. Some of the most successful people chose to be uncommon. They chose to be weird. They chose to be strange. And those, again, are the people who are successful. And so that's what I talk about in the book, and that's what I'll be talking about in the webinar.
For people who are having difficult times in their life right now, what recommendations do you have for them? I mean, they might be having an issue. They're confused. Who knows what's going on with them? We're all different. We're all so much alike. What recommendations do you have for them, JL?
The thing I would say to them is don't let people define success for you. Oftentimes we think that life is so bad and we're having such a hard time because we let people define success for us. And so you may feel that, hey, I'm not, you know, selling as many movies or so on and so forth, and you may feel unsuccessful. But honestly, you're a success because you were willing to do it. And so what I would say to that person is don't let people define success for you. Society shouldn't have the blueprint for your life. Society should not tell you what you should look like. And, again, that's why we sometimes become frustrated and things like that, because we're looking at someone else's opinion of who we think we should be. And so, that's why we're frustrated. So what I would say to that person is don't let people define success for you. Define success on your own. So, for example, I'm doing my radio show, and if I have one listener or if I have 1 million listeners, again, I'm successful because I was willing to try. And so that's what I would say to the person who's really struggling in that area.
Yeah, I love that. You know, you're talking about being willing to try, just going out there and doing it. We talked about this as well earlier, you know, taking those action steps to create what it is that you want to create. And it may start out small. It may start out with not a lot of listeners or a lot of viewers or who knows what it is that you're doing, a lot of customers, but you have to take those steps. Everybody goes through that. We often in society think that things have to be huge now, and I fall into that trap so many times. I get frustrated too. You know, I go, why aren't a million people buying my movie right now? You know, and there's so many things about marketing, et cetera. You got to take those steps every day, and it's easy to fall into that trap of getting frustrated, but we have to realize that anything that's good takes time.
And everything big starts out small. You know, if you look at Walmart, when they first started, they were like little local stores. You know, they started in Bentonville, Arkansas. You know, and now you look at them, it's all across the world. You know, so everything big starts out small, and you got to be willing to just step out and try it. And, again, just don't let people define success for you. So, Mike, whether your movie is winning the Oscar or if you're just doing the indie circuit, it doesn't matter. You define success for you because – it's so many people that say, I'm going to write, you know, make a movie or so on and so forth. And they've been saying it for years. Well, you stepped out and you did it. So you're a success.
Well, thank you for that. Well, you are, well, you know, it is a good point because a lot of people will do that. They'll talk about it and they don't ever do it. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort to create something. But, you know, sometimes just the process, going through the process, is worth everything because you don't know where that one project is going to take you. For example, I didn't know that doing this film would lead me to doing another film, you know, with now a good friend of mine that we're going to be shooting in May down in the Detroit area. I didn't know that would happen, but it was because of the film that I did in the first place and what I learned from the process. I was able to give something to that next production. And so we really need to, you never know where things are going to start, but you got to take some action.
Yeah, I agree. Because you were willing to step out on that first film, now unlimited doors are starting to open because you were willing to step out. And so, again, it's just having the ability to step out on that thing that you desire to do, whether it looks crazy, whether people are talking about you. Usually, if it looks crazy and people are talking about you, you're usually onto something big. So,
good point to remember.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. Albert Einstein, they called him crazy. Look at him, you know. And the list goes on and on and on. So usually if you're doing something weird and strange and crazy, you're probably right on track for success.
JL, we have just a minute left. Tell the audience where they can find out more about you.
Well, again, I just want to thank you, Mike, for bringing me back on your show. I thoroughly enjoy what you're doing. And if they want to find out more about me, they can go to my website. It's www.jlgodfrey.com. Again, that's www.jlgodfrey.com. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, JL, and I'm excited to have you on again down the road because I really enjoy talking to you. Thanks again. And everybody, go out and pick up a copy of his book, Living an Uncommon Life, 5 Steps of Going from Good to Great, and check out the website so you can find out about that workshop. I know it'll be awesome. Thank you again for joining us, JL.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, JL. This is Anything But Ordinary Radio. I am your host, Michael McCleary, and I'm really excited to share with you our next show next week, Wednesday, at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. We do this every week. We take the hump out of your hump day. Join us for some inspirational talk with 3 amazing individuals. Next week, we have Los Angeles-based singer and actress Elaine Miles. She was amazing enough to write a song for our film, which is absolutely awesome. I'm so excited to have Elaine on next week to talk about her life as an actress and singer. Personal trainer and life consultant Doron Blumberg will be with us. He has a great story, not only of what he's done in his life, but his family history is just fascinating as well, coming from South Africa. And then Miami's own Smile and Wave guy, Eddie Rodriguez, will be joining us. Another amazing story. You have to hear his story. It's absolutely, it'll blow your mind. And what's great is the things that he's done to overcome all the things in his life are truly inspiring. So please join us for that conversation. For him to go around talking about smiling and waving is a real blessing. You've got to hear his story. So that's next week, March 24th, here on Anything But Ordinary Radio. Please join us, www.blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary. You can go out there, listen to the archives, listen to the current show when it's out every Wednesday. You can also go to our website, www.anythingbutordinary.net, to find out more about all the things we're doing. Our premiere coming up April 16th again, second showing of our film here at the Laker High School Auditorium in Pigeon, Michigan. You can find out more about that. Come join us for that. It'll be a lot of fun. And I'm just so thankful to have all of you join us today. Go out there, live your life with passion, live an extraordinary life, find your vision, take steps every day to go out there. Thank you again, and I look forward to talking to you next time on the next edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio. We'll see you all next week.